Track 16. Listen to a talk given in an anthropology class. All cultures partake in certain rituals and ceremonies. Although these rituals and ceremonies may sometimes seem hard to decipher, the essence of these actions is representation. The motions and the items used in the ceremony or ritual stand in for or symbolize something else. Usually the members of the ritual are trying to control or affect something that lies outside their power, such as the weather or the gods, so they must use symbols to stand in for it. For example, the Dieri people of Central Australia use a very symbolic rainmaking ceremony. First, the rainmakers are bled. Their blood drips into a hole in the ground, which represents rain dropping from the sky. Next, the rainmakers take two rounded stones, which stand for clouds, and carry them some distance away. They then place the stones high up in a tree, which symbolizes the height of the clouds in the sky. Or, for another example, there is the fairly common ceremony in which a victim is chosen to symbolize all the sins and wrongdoings of a culture. The victim is then cleansed either through a ritual bath or through death, in order to wash away the sins of the people. In fact, this is where the term scapegoat comes from, because one culture used a goat as its ceremonial symbol.